Okay, so welcome to the deep dive, and today we're diving into something that I think a lot of you out there are thinking about, and that's cracking the code to more Amazon sales, right? Getting a better sales range on Amazon.
It's a huge marketplace.
Right. I mean, it's the one that everybody's talking about.
Absolutely.
Why wouldn't you want to get in on that?
Yeah.
I remember a while back, experts were saying, oh, we're going to see like a 25% jump in traffic
Right.
on Amazon. And I'm thinking, well, that's a big pie,
Yeah.
right? So
Yeah,
we got to
talking
get a
about that.
bigger slice. So for this deep dive, we're looking at some strategies from Chris Bradley.
Right.
And really, our mission is to give you some crucial insights on how to drive traffic and how to boost your Amazon game.
Yeah, I think the first thing that kind of jumps out at me is just the sheer scale of Amazon, right? I mean, we're talking about massive, massive numbers of people
Right.
that are going to be visiting the site. So yeah, that anticipated traffic surge, it kind of underscores the point that, simply having a listing on Amazon isn't enough.
Right. It's not the field of dreams.
No, you got
Why?
to do a little more.
Yeah.
Got to do a little more to get those people to your listing. And so Chris Bradley provides some pretty good ideas for how to do that.
Yeah. And one of the first things that jumped out at me, and I think you're going to find this really interesting, is his focus on strategic keyword placement.
Okay.
And you might be thinking, oh, keywords, I know about that.
Right, yeah.
But the way he breaks it down really hit me. He talks about how people they're just scanning those titles. They're not reading everything.
Right.
And that's what we do when we're shopping. I mean, think about it. You go online, you're not going to sit there and read every single word of every single
Of
title.
course not. You're scanning.
Yeah.
You're scanning. You're looking for particular words that match what you're looking for.
So he says, you've got to think about like placing the most powerful keywords
Right.
right at the beginning. And it makes sense when you think about it,
It
right?
does, yeah.
Because we're just scanning. So if we don't see what we want right at the beginning, then we're just going to go on to the next thing.
Right, next. So it's not even just about like getting clicks. It's about getting the right clicks.
Right.
So like if you're selling I don't know, if you're selling some kind of I don't know, like an organic lavender sleep spray,
Okay.
right?
Yeah.
You don't want to, bury organic lavender at the end of some long title.
Right.
You want to say, organic lavender sleep spray.
Right.
So that somebody who's looking for that,
Yeah.
sees it immediately. You knows that that's what you've got.
Yeah.
So you attract those clicks that are gonna convert. Somebody sees that, they click on that, and they're like, oh yeah, this is exactly what I was looking for. I'm much more likely to actually make a purchase.
Exactly. And that conversion is really the key, right?
That's
To a
right.
good sales rank.
Yeah, that's what Amazon's algorithms are looking at,
Right.
not just who's getting the clicks, but who's actually turning those clicks into sales.
Right.
So good keyword placement, it works on two fronts.
Right.
It drives traffic to your listing,
Right.
and it signals to Amazon that your product is a good match for those searches, right? So they're going to be more likely to show your product to other people who are looking for that kind of thing.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you've got these potential customers coming to your site, coming to your listing.
Right.
You've got them clicking on it. Now he says, all right, the next thing you got to think about is the price.
Okay.
Right. And this is really interesting because he talks about this delicate balance
Yeah.
between like being affordable, right?
Right.
But also, you don't want to be so cheap
Yeah.
that people think, well, what's wrong with
Right,
this?
yeah. Yeah.
Right? There's going to be a sweet spot.
Yeah, there is. It's a fascinating little thing. If you're too high, obviously
Right.
you're going to lose customers. They're going to say, "No, I can get this cheaper somewhere else," right?
Right.
But what's interesting is that a lot of people don't realize that pricing something too low
Right.
can also have like a negative psychological effect.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
Okay.
people start thinking, "Well, wait a minute.
Right.
Is this a knockoff? Is
Right.
this is there something wrong with this? Why is
Right.
it so cheap?"
Right.
So there really is this sweet spot that you have to find.
Right.
And he's got some good advice on that too, he's talking about, 25 to 30%
Okay. Yeah.
profit margin
Okay.
after you've paid all of the Amazon fees.
Right.
The cost of the product itself,
Yeah.
your advertising expenses,
Yeah.
and so that's your target. You're aiming for
Okay.
that sweet spot where, you can reinvest in your business, so you can cover all of your costs,
Right.
but you're also not pricing yourself out of the market.
Right. And that's something that I think we all need to keep in mind. We get so caught up in, okay, how much am I going to make? Right.
Right.
But we've got to think about what's everybody else doing?
Exactly. Yeah. You got to be competitive,
Yeah.
right? You know, if you're looking around and you see similar products
Right.
that are all selling for, significantly less than yours,
Right.
you need to ask yourself, okay, why is that?
Right.
And can I actually justify
Yeah.
a higher price?
Right. Yeah.
And that kind of leads into the next thing, which is, how do you communicate that value proposition,
Right.
right? Like, what makes your product special? Why
Yeah.
should somebody
Oh.
pay more for yours than the other one?
Yeah. Like in the case of the sleep spray, right?
Yeah.
Is it organic?
Yeah.
Are the ingredients, are they sustainably sourced?
Right.
What's the packaging like? So all of these things, you've got to kind of figure out what makes yours unique, right?
It.
And then you can justify a higher price.
Right, and it shifts the customer's focus,
Right.
away from just the price,
Right.
right? To, okay, what am I actually getting for my money?
Right. What value?
Yeah, what's the value here?
Yeah.
And that's really what you want to hit.
Okay, so we've got these potential buyers finding your listing, right,
Right.
through these keywords. We've got the price.
Right.
It's competitive, but also reflects the value. What's
Right.
next?
Next, it's all about the pictures.
The pictures,
All
yeah.
of the pictures.
Okay.
This is where you get a chance to show off your product,
Okay.
make that emotional connection with a potential buyer.
Right.
And Bradley says, don't think about that product description area
Yeah.
as just a place to put a bunch of text.
Right.
That's your digital real estate. That's
Yeah.
where you put images
Right.
that tell a story about your product
Yeah.
that convince people that they need to have this thing in their lives.
Yeah.
And it's not just about like visually representing the product.
Right.
It's about showing what it does,
Right.
how it solves a problem,
Yeah.
how it improves somebody's life.
Yeah, and when he talks about it, he uses some, I mean, really kind of strong language,
Yeah,
right?
he does, yeah.
He's like, really present the story
Right.
in the most appealing way possible. Like, you've got to convince people they need this.
They need it, yeah.
Right. And I think, all of us, when we're shopping online,
Right.
we don't have the product in our hands.
Right.
So these images, really, they're your storefront.
They are. It's, you can't pick it up, you can't touch it, you can't smell it.
Right.
So yeah, those images have to answer those questions.
Right.
They have to create that desire.
Right.
And so he gets into some specifics, He
Right.
says, use colorful, engaging imagery,
Right.
getting close,
Right.
show the details.
Yeah, like this beautifully crafted, show that
Show
craftsmanship.
it right.
Right. If there's a special feature,
Right.
zoom in on that.
Zoom in, yeah, get close up.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that's always comes up is Amazon wants that white background.
Right.
So, right.
Yeah, they do. They're pretty strict about that, especially for that main image,
Huh.
the one that shows up in the search results.
Right.
But there's still a lot of creative freedom that
Right.
you can use
Right.
in those secondary images.
Yeah.
You can do lifestyle shots,
Right.
you can show the product in use.
Right.
You can even make little infographics
Right.
that kind of, highlight those key features.
Right.
So yeah, there's still a lot that you can do to really kind of make your product come alive.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just thinking about that white background, right?
Right.
I mean, you can still use angles, you can use lighting, you can do some staging,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah, you can get creative with it.
Yeah. And it's all to make that product stand out.
Right?
Right.
It is. It is.
And really, the goal is to attract more customers, but also to increase your sales rank, right?
Right, exactly.
Because, the better your image is, the better the customer experience,
Right.
which leads to
More
more
sales,
sales,
more
right?
reviews,
Right,
more happy customers.
right, right.
Think about it from your own perspective,
Right.
right? If you're looking at two products
Right.
and one of them has these kind of blurry,
Yeah.
poorly lit,
Right.
kind of unattractive images,
Yeah.
and the other one has these beautiful,
Right.
sharp, well-lit images,
Yeah.
which one are you going to buy?
Right. Which one are you going to trust?
Right, exactly.
Okay, so we've covered a lot here.
We have.
I mean, we've really gotten into some great stuff from Chris Badley.
Yeah.
So let's just take a minute to kind of recap the key takeaways.
Right.
We talked about putting your keywords
Right.
right at the beginning of your titles so that people can find you.
Okay.
Then we talked about pricing,
Right.
finding that balance between profit and value,
Right.
and then finally, those optimized
The
images.
pictures.
Yeah.
Got these good pictures.
Right. Showing your product in its best light.
Yeah, and it's really it's really interesting when you think about how all three of these things are kind of interconnected.
Right.
Right. So you've got the keywords, which bring people to your listing.
Right.
Then you've got the pricing, which kind of, you know, removes that barrier to purchase.
Right. Right.
And then you've got the visuals,
which
really kind of close the deal.
Right.
They create that desire.
Right.
And so it's really this holistic kind of approach to being successful on Amazon.
Yeah. So by really understanding and using these strategies, you're not just throwing something up on Amazon and hoping.
Right.
You're taking control.
You are. You're being proactive.
Yeah.
You're saying, this is what I want to do.
Right.
And this is how I'm going to do it.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, that brings up a really interesting question for all of us to think about, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we think about, you know, just the sheer volume of stuff that's on Amazon, right?
The millions and millions of products.
Right.
Yeah.
What kind of impression are we making with those keywords, with that pricing strategy, and with those visuals?
With those pictures.
Right. So I think it's worth taking some time.
It is.
To think about, you know, what small changes can we make to each of those things?
Right.
To really make an impact.
Go back, look at your listings, you know, really scrutinize them.
Yeah.
And say, okay, you know, what can I do here to improve this?
Yeah.
What little tweak to my keyword strategy, to my pricing, to my images might make a big difference.
Right, right.
And I think you'll be surprised at the results you can get.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, hey, this has been a great dive.
It has.
And I think there's some really important information here.
I think so, yeah.
For everyone out there to use to really boost those sales.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.